the men's room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhill, please tell everyone how Profile This is played.
Oh, sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jordan. Welcome to the men's room.
I was really tempted to answer with a meow, but hola, bitches.
Yeah. Hola.
Meow.
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 All right, Jordan. You understand?
I have some friends that do that all the time.
What, meow?
Yeah.
Start my making buddy, friends with cats.
He does, and he loves his cats or whatever, but I don't know. Him and his friends just do that. He would sit there, meow. And it's like, I don't know. Are we doing a shot?
What's going on? Weird. Jordan, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir, Mr. Hill.
All right. You have your choice today of one of three categories. We have Animalized This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional object someone chose to use as a weapon. And finally today, oh, crap, we got Animalize This again. How the hell did I do that?
I got two animals.
I got two animals, and one Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
I'm going to go Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
All right, we go to Pennsylvania, where a man is facing charges after he assaulted another person during a domestic incident at a hotel. Officers with Pocono Township Police, they were called to the very classy Best Western around 5:25 p.m. for reports of a physical altercation. When they arrived, they found a victim with visible injuries to the head and face, including open wounds that were bleeding.
Wow.
Police say the investigation determined that the suspect, identified as Mohammed Matab of Upper Darby, he struck the victim with something, which is what caused the injuries. Anyway, he was taken into custody and transported to the Monroe County Correctional Facility. He's charged with simple assault, possessing an instrument of a crime, and harassment. Now, no details are on what the fight was about or how he even knew the victim. However, we're left with the question, what instrument of crime did he use to assault the victim? Did he use a walrus penis bone, a plastic egg, a chocolate bunny, or a cell phone? So walrus penis bone, plastic egg, chocolate bunny, or a cell phone. What did he assault his victim with?
What was the last one?
And he
cell phone.
He said a walrus penis. What was the second one?
Plastic egg. So you got a walrus penis bone, Jordan. You got a plastic egg, a chocolate bunny, or a cell phone.
And it was like 2 weeks ago around Easter?
It's right around Easter, yeah. In the Poconos.
You got Easter.
You got what?
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut out. I'm going to go with the Easter egg.
I'm going to go plastic egg.
And okay. It's a Best Western. Yeah, plastic egg.
All right. I'm going to go... I'm going to go walrus penis bone, just for the hell of it.
Yeah, I'm with Miles.
Okay, we're going penis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Penis bone.
What did this guy assault this other guy with? Was it a walrus penis bone, a plastic egg, a chocolate bunny, or a cell phone? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
He rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Categories, hit me with your best shot on Profile. This is got a PA man who assaulted another man at a hotel up in the Poconos. Guy had open wounds and everything else of the injuries.
Yeah.
Question is, what was he attacked with? A walrus penis bone, plastic egg, chocolate bunny, or a cell phone?
And, Jordan, that's the question we posed to you. It was right around Easter. It's the Poconos. You went with the plastic Easter egg. And, well, I'm afraid it was not the plastic Easter egg. But don't feel bad. Miles Montgomery, the Ted Smith. Both of you agreed the walrus penis bone.
Yeah.
Let's face it. Why else would I come up with that? Because I'm deranged. It was not a walrus penis one, just a cell phone.
Well, it's got to do something to cut him. That's why I knew it wasn't a chocolate bunny.
What I was thinking that solid one they were talking about. Like that Costco.
Yeah, that still ain't going to open up a wound.
I don't know, man. I think
if I hit you with
a solid one.
And that thing was like 60 pounds or something.
Yeah, I'm saying
well,
like.
If you got the Costco.
You could mess someone up. But yeah, just the cell phone. Not a walrus penis bone. Are you disappointed that it wasn't a walrus penis bone?
I just assume maybe they stole it from a bar and then attacked each other with it.
I figured
well,
that
one
would
was
be
just
thought.
Stolen.
Yeah.
I don't know where that was.
All right,
but, so maybe that's why it was in my head. So I was like, that's got to be that.
It's not why it was in my head, buddy, but I feel you.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, Mike, you might be the only one in here that doesn't know this, but I know all of us, especially Thrill and I, thoroughly enjoyed the Chappelle show. Right? Did
Absolutely.
You ever watch it?
I did know that.
Did you watch it?
No, no.
All right, so you didn't watch it. I would highly
he
recommend.
He uses language you'd appreciate, Mike.
I say that too.
Hey, we got a lot in common.
I think it would also shock you to see some of the comedians that are on there and how young they are.
Yeah.
I mean, Bill Burr's in there a few times, but like, you don't know that he's like a touring comedian at this point. You're just kind of like, oh, that funny
That's
dude.
That's a funny dude.
You basically only know Charlie Murphy. I mean, you only know him because of his brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? It's just funny. When I go back and watch him, I'm like, oh, man, I forgot that guy was in there.
Oh, yeah.
So, famously, right, Dave Chappelle, he quit Chappelle's show, middle of filming season 3. He walked away from $50 million to Comedy Central. Granted, he said, you know, he's never backtracked on it. He felt strong about leaving, says he was burned out, thought they were trying to exert too much control. He even said some of the sketches were socially irresponsible. That was 05, right? So for years, people have been asking him about it, and he always shuts it down pretty quickly. They're like, no, I'm not making it again.
Yeah.
He's got a new interview where he says he's basically like, I'm thinking about bringing it back. If you asked me that question a year ago, I would have told you absolutely not. But the last few weeks, I've considered it. We say responsibility to your true self and to yourself and your work.
I mean, it's been 21 years. I get it.
And look, you could be a part of it to some degree. You could go out and do the stand. You don't have to do every sketch.
Yeah.
You know, like you can hire a troupe. You can hire some of your writers. I mean, Neil Brennan might come back or somebody like that. Or I don't know how close they are anymore. But
yeah, I don't either. I mean, Neil Brennan never says anything bad about them.
No.
They just seem like they're in two different orbits.
Absolutely.
Right?
I think a lot of people want to write, though. I mean, it's great. It's like people who work for SNL and then reading a book about SNL right now. But I'll quote them. As far as sketch comedy shows go, the one universal thing they say is once you are successful, then whatever company you work for, right, Comedy Central, NBC, whatever the hell we work for, like they want to get involved.
Yeah.
And they said, the one thing we know to be true, if you're a creative, do not trust someone in a suit. Once they get their hands on your product and they start melding how it's going to go, they're like, it's done. Because your audience isn't stupid. They know. The audience showed up for one reason. So I understand $50 million, I can't say I'd walk away from that. But I understand Chappelle's point of, hey, man, once you get your fingers in it, they're going to screw the whole thing up. There's no point to do this because you want the corporate thing. And corporate stuff is network TV. Nothing wrong with it, but that's what it is. It's styrofoam. It's Taylor Swift. You know, you're trying to do something different, something more punk rock.
Right, and a lot of those suits people, like, stuff they find funny is not funny.
No, because if they were funny, they'd be doing what we do instead of what they do, which is not an offense. If I were smart, I would do what they do, but I'm not, so I don't. So I do this and tell fart jokes, right? It's that simple, but you keep your hands off of this, we do well for it, right? And there's a reason I don't help you do accounting or legal work. I mean, it's a very simple thing. It's not personal, but it's like you don't know, because if you did, you'd be doing that because it's more fun than the crap you're doing.
Yeah. Well, I think we see it a lot in sports, too.
Sure. Right? Jerry Jones. I mean, exactly to me, you don't know what you're doing. You're a very good businessman in the business that you understand. The sport of football, not that you don't understand it, but as far as the players you need and what you need to do to be successful, that's not something that you understand. You understand as well as we do. I think any of us could do as well as he does with
a
personality.
He understands the sport of business and making the money from the organization, but that's all he cares about.
Just, I've said this for years. Just keep the owners, just keep your hands out of it, right? They're great at what they did to make the money they made. But, like, I've said this for years. And, like, look, I don't know, let's take Doug Baldwin, right? He used to play for the Seahawks, right? Obviously a smart businessman.
Yeah.
He's invested in a ton of stuff and this and that. But at no point, when he's a wide receiver, if he walks into the business room, are they going to say, oh, yeah, Doug, we'll listen to you because you're one of our star players.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's always been my thing with NFL owners, sports owners. It's like, well, you wouldn't listen to the player tell you how to, I don't know, take over another corporation. Like, I don't know that the football people should listen to you.
But I would tell, but I would listen to him if he said, hey, man, the cornerback's cheating here.
Yep.
What if I run this route instead?
That's what he knows, yeah. Exactly.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I kind of like, I can't think of her name. The owner, I think it's Ursay's daughter, right? She owns the Colts now.
Yeah.
So people kind of were giving her a little crap at last year's. They were like, why is she on the field with a headset? But I liked it. She was like, well, I own the team. I need to know more about football.
I want to understand what the F is going on.
I'm not making the decisions. I just want to know.
I want to understand what I'm listening to. Right.
Well, I think for her, too, it's got to help when the coach is like, she might like a player. The coach is like, look, you saw him, you know, cheating on that run. That's why he got hurt.
If I was a Seahawks fan, look, I root for the Seahawks. I'm a Ravens fan, but I want the Seahawks to win. Obviously, they're a great team. I think one of the biggest fears is who's going to own this team and then how will they manage it?
Correct.
You know,
if they're
because,
smart,
because the
they
Allen
keep their
family
hands
kept their hands out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were fans. You know, they were super fans.
And they had success.
Yes.
To me, they've already
based
laid the blueprint.
They let the people
leave
do their
it
job.
Alone.
Exactly.
You're smart.
Matter
people.
Of fact, Steve Bisciotti does that in Baltimore. He's like, look, yeah. Man, I'm interested. I love football, but I'm not going to make the decisions for the team.
Yeah, it's very basic. If you had the idea, you would have done it.
Or Dan Snyder doesn't have a job anymore.
He's fine.
He doesn't need a job.
Yeah, he's not out of work. He's just not an owner.
Yeah. And it's funny for other Seahawks fans. Sometimes you see people getting a little upset. Like, the Seahawks have made a lot. It's like they don't need to make noise. And it's fine. I think this might be one of the rare years for the defending Super Bowl champion coming to the season not favored.
Right.
And like, I don't know. I'm like, cool, whatever. Like, just keep thinking it's the Rams division or the Niners. Oh, like, yeah. It's fine.
I would just say, look, don't ever worry about if your team won the Super Bowl, which your team just did. Do not worry about if you get quote unquote respect from the national media, because all that means is they don't know what they're talking about, right? And I would rather win and nobody care than be the Cowboys. Everyone pays attention to my team and I can't get over the hump. Like, what have they accomplished? You won the goddamn Super Bowl. If these guys aren't smart enough to understand you're a good team, that's on them. It ain't on you, brother. Let Mike McDonald keep doing the hell he's doing and hope they never figure it the F out.
I swear to God, I want to say I think the Jets owner, Woody, whatever his name is, I think he lets his kids kind of run.
Johnson.
He lets his kids, what a redundant name. He listens to his kids as far as their advice on draft picks and stuff.
Yeah, it's worked.
I'm pretty sure I read that someplace. Like, they have a hand in the organization.
Yeah, I don't know. The Jets are just
the
bad.
Jets.
Yeah. And they're the Jets.
Yeah, and they're not going to be good until there's a different owner.
Miles, bad news for you. I know you used to like this person. I don't know if you still do. Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, she's an attractive woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if I want to make out with her when she gets home, like, I know there's been pus on your hands.
Yeah. Doctor's
I know you
wears gloves.
It doesn't mean something doesn't shoot you in the forehead.
Well, November, she was filming for a new upcoming season of her show. Thought she was having a hot flash. Had some shooting pain. Morning, had a tough time speaking, using the left side of her body. Goes to the ER. Turns out she had a stroke
while filming
her show.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not necessarily a fan of hers, but she seems reasonably harmless in the scheme of things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're just like, look, I got nothing against. I got a rooting interest in what you're doing. I don't want to watch it because you show it, but I get what you're doing. It's good stuff.
I'm with you, right? I think she used to just post it online or whatever they gave her show, but I'm with you. I just don't like to watch that.
No.
So I have no desire. I
don't want to see it, but I respect what you do.
Yeah. It's just crazy. Just to be like she says she's pretty much back to normal, this and that. Her new season's coming out on Monday, by the way, on 420.
420.
Yeah.
Get high. Watch Republic Pimple.
Yeah. That's just, I mean, she is a surgeon. She is a doctor.
Well, the stuff that she gets rid of a lot of times are just like boils and stuff. Yeah. I mean, like they're the big guys.
That's a sexy song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, again, that's one of the scary things about strokes, right? Like, all that medical knowledge and everything. And even she's like, I don't know, man. I just don't feel right. And I had to go to the hospital for them to be like, you definitely had a stroke.
God, that is weird.
Yeah. I want to say, unfortunately, strokes are minor or major. I think people, the minor ones, you can have more. People have them and don't even realize it sometimes, mm-hmm. you know? And then there's, what's the other one? Bell's palsy, where somebody looks like they had a stroke. And it's just like, just one side of my face isn't
working. Just stop working.
Yeah. And if you have that, make sure that you tell your kids so that they don't show up and all your coworkers all know what happened, but you don't. That might piss your kids off a little bit. you might have a phone. You might have a conversation with your kids where they tell you, "Look, next time you can't work half your face, I get a phone call."
Right.
Feels personal?
No, not at all, Ted. I don't know who would have done that.
Just be careful out there, and that new pimple popper coming Monday for you.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A woman thinks her husband is having an affair, so she hangs onto the back of his moving truck. Meanwhile, police are called after a man climbs a whole 10 feet up a tree and somehow gets stuck. Mm-hmm. Two older Connecticut women are busted with 600 bags of drugs in their car. The reason a woman had a month-long cough is truly bizarre. And today's rescued animal is a horse stuck in the mud in England. Time for headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my cop.
All right, our top story. We're going to the UK, where emergency services had a slow day, apparently. Crews got a call about a local in distress, and it's serious enough that it's warranted media attention. Not much is detailed about the status of the situation, as reported by yorkpress.co.uk. But what we do know from them is that at 4 in the morning, a call came in about a person that had managed to get themselves stuck in a tree 10 feet off the ground.
What?
According to a spokesperson for the department, the incident is ongoing at the time of the publication, and they'll deliver more information to us as they get it.
If you basically dangled from your arms,
yeah,
you're like 2 or 3 feet off the ground at that point.
Pretty much.
Just drop down.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm not going to say that the landing and the fall ain't going to suck, but you're 10 feet off the ground. But are you 80? Are you okay?
Dangle with your arms.
Right.
And look, in my case, I'm 6'4". Add about another, now I'm about a foot off the ground. That's all. If you're only 5 feet tall,
right,
dangle with your arms, you're about 2 feet off the ground.
Yeah.
Just do that. Hang there for a second.
And how in the world did you get up the tree, but then you don't have the wherewithal and the guts to then just hang yourself down like you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the question.
It's
like,
10 feet. Dangle for a second.
It doesn't say.
A child, I would get. You know, kids aren't that scared, though. They'd
correct.
They
you're
on the
yeeted themselves off the branch. That's right. You're 10 feet in the air. Okay. Like, the situation's ongoing. Like, you haven't gotten this dude out of the tree yet?
They're probably like, we're not doing this. Get down, man.
Solution. Push.
I feel like you could walk around the neighborhood and find a ladder.
Yeah, something.
You know, that's a really good point.
Like 10 feet.
Criminy.
Help! Just leave him up there. They're like, all right, man, figure it out.
In other news, we go to the lovely world of the internet where a mystery has been solved. A woman uploaded a video to TikTok telling her story of a persistent cough. The irritating reaction lasted over a month before she sought medical attention. They did an x-ray on her chest. Careful, man. It starts. I'm trying not to. They did an x-ray on her chest and neck to see if there was any obstruction, and find one they did. That was about the time that she realized that she had indeed misplaced her septum piercing and must have inhaled it at some point by mistake, as it was lodged in her lungs. They tried for over an hour to simply remove the jewelry, but it was attached inside of her lung and needed a more invasive procedure. That procedure worked, and now she's back to breathing normally.
Wow.
Got through it. Okay. Over in Connecticut, a couple women were caught with something extra fun in the car. I don't know if you caught this one. These mugshots are fantastic. Officers on patrol observed a car failing to maintain its lane and signaled for the driver to stop. The car pulled into a McDonald's parking lot, and the passenger quickly bailed out of the car and tried to get into the restaurant. But upon leaving, something fell out of her lap. A large, white, rock-like substance.
Uh-oh.
What that could be. This prompted officers to deploy a canine unit, which signaled, what do you know, the presence of drugs in the car. A subsequent search found more than a little. A subsequent search found more than a little. 641 bags were discovered that contained heroin, fentanyl, cocaine, crack, and Adderall, as well as drug paraphernalia and quite a bit of cash.
The fact that those two women were 50 and 48 blows my mind, based on their mugshots.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, dude, that was it.
And one of them was flying,
tough,
too.
That was a tough 50 years, man.
One of them was flying. Authorities in China got to the bottom of something bothering local drivers. A woman that had been seen hanging off of the edge of a truck driving down the road. Several reports and videos started flooding into the department, and officers eventually tracked down the truck. They stopped the vehicle and made contact with the woman dangling from the side that she confirmed that she was there of her own accord. All because she was jealous. Turns out that the woman is the driver's wife, and she was convinced that he was having an affair. So, not able to take any more, the woman waited until he left for work one night and simply clung to the outside of his truck so that she could be with him throughout the night. A small issue was fine for her stunt.
All right.
All right. I mean, I
can't
get
imagine
it.
He'd not want to be with you.
I get it. It's one of those where you can't prove something
sure
until you lay your eyes on it firsthand, but
there's got to be a better plan.
There's got to be a better plan.
I'm going to hang on to the back of his truck.
Right. He's just pulling a Spider-Man on the back of his doggone truck.
Trying to figure out where he's going.
Right. Like, toss a phone in there and, you know, track it. I don't know. Like, really? You know, at that point...
Or just break up with
him. I'm about to say, if you don't trust your husband enough to the point that you are hanging off the back of his truck in the middle of the night and scaring everybody around, just get a divorce.
It's be done with.
You just can't live with it. That's fine. Let's just move on from here. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Over to the UK for the latest rescue effort. Crews were called to the scene of an animal that found itself in a sticky situation. A horse that managed to get itself stuck in the mud while laying on its side.
Ooh.
It took the efforts of 11 firefighters along with the help of a veterinarian about 4 hours, but they were eventually able to maneuver the horse up and out of the mud. After a short evaluation, it was determined that the horse is doing fine and is ready to put his sticky situation in the past.
4 hours.
4 hours.
Damn. I
don't know.
Wouldn't think it would take that long, you know?
Right. I don't know what kind of mud that the horse was even laying down broadside. So I don't know what kind of how this horse was stuck in there to where it's on its side.
Right.
And they were still having issues getting him unstuck.
And that would happen in the never ending story.
Yeah, but the horse was standing up on its actual legs.
But it still got sucked
it
out of mud.
Sank in there, yeah. It was like the muds of sadness or something like that. the muds of sadness. Yeah, the depression was like making the horse sink. Yeah, there was a lot of people got choked up over that one, man.
Really?
Did that horse die?
Oh,
yeah, dude.
Yeah, he wouldn't get out of the mud.
He didn't get the horse out. Here's this little kid who's just pulling him by the reins, telling him, "Come on, man, don't give in to it. Come on, get out of there."
Yeah, I mean, unless you're planning and you have like a Jeep and you like to drive in the mud, mud's not usually great.
No,
it's bad, dude. It's bad.
It's like, sweet, buddy.
Men's Room Sports, you got basketball on Amazon, hockey on TNT and True TV, and baseball over on ESPN. The Kraken are in Vegas taking on the Golden Knights over on NBC and Kong. The Mariners have Game 2 against the Padres coming up on Mariners TV starting at 6:40. And the Champions Cup quarterfinals feature your Seattle Sounders over on FS2. That'll be at 8:30 tonight. That's a late kickoff, man.
That is.
As far as your weather, should be rain showers tonight with a low of 38. Tomorrow they expect partly cloudy skies and a high right around 57. That's every headlines with that. My talk is out.
Thank you, sir. Head chef's got the States for the best food tomorrow on the game known as Big Dummy. Lovely Jolene coming up in just seconds.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.